Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Again, I thank you, Father, for this word today, Lord. I pray I can deliver it the way you would have me to, Father. And I pray for the hearers of the word. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today we're coming from Joshua. Joshua chapter 6. Sister DeBerry, it's so nice to see you back. And certainly pray that your friends were not in harm's way or did not have too much damage to the islands, but we're glad to see you back safely. Amen. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua, son of Nun, who took over from Moses to lead the children into the promised land, crossing over in the midst of the Jordan River on dry ground. They are in the land that was promised to them, the land of Canaan, the land of mighty people, a rich land, and agricultural resources. This was their new home. They approached the city of Jericho. Jericho was in the way of their promise. Amen.
Go on.
In life, we will have obstacles that will stand in the way of our promise.
Amen.
And those obstacles have to be eliminated for us to fully achieve what God wants us to be. This is where we're coming from today. A people in the promised land having just witnessed a great miracle. But now they come up against this great fortified city.
Uh-huh.
A city built on a hill.
Tell it.
A city that had two walls.
Uh-huh.
One was about 6 inches thick and the other one was 12 inches thick. Now for us that might not seem like too much. But you have to remember the artillery they had back in that day. It was hard to penetrate something like that. Quite often, conventional warfare called you to lay siege against the city. In other words, surround the city for 6 months or a year until they run out of resources.
Come on. That's right.
And don't have any left, they have to surrender. Conventional way of battle says we rush the walls and climb the walls and go in to the city. But there are many casualties when you're fighting somebody who's built up on a hill.
Yeah.
There are many casualties when you have to expose yourself to those who are within the city.
Uh-huh.
But there's another way to fight a battle like this, and this is God's way. We're going to look at Let me read 5 verses of this to set the stage. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him." I want to share with you today some principles for solving problems in our lives. some principles for eliminating the barriers and breaking down walls in our life. The Jericho principles of eliminating the walls that keep us from reaching our promise. As we look at this, the children of Israel were instructed to march around the city once a day for 6 consecutive days. And with 7 priests blowing trumpets, preceded by the Ark of the Covenant, which was the presence of God with the people. On the 7th day, they were surround or circled the city 7 times. Amen. And we are told that the walls of Jericho would fall down. Seven priests, 7 trumpets, 7 days, 7 times. Around the wall on the 7th day. When God works, he works to perfection and to completion. I remember back in Sunday school when I was quite young, there was a song we sung. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. All my life, I've wondered what that word fit meant in that song. But it was an old spiritual. And I still don't know what the word fit means. But I do know the walls came tumbling down. As we look at this, what the Lord gave to Joshua, the children of Israel were obedient. And they did it. And the walls came tumbling down. So here's the first principle I want to share today. Number one, take the Lord with you when you face your problems. We all face the problems in our life, whether it's medical appointments where we are expecting bad news, whether it's financial situations, and we have to take care of business, to even stay in our own home. Take the Lord with you as you face your problems. That's what the children of Israel did. They took the Lord with them as they faced their problems. As a matter of fact, as we go back to chapter 5, as they were approaching Jericho, in verse 13, and it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversary?" And he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face on the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandals off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. Joshua was in a holy place. But he had a holy angel with him. Amen? Amen. He was looking at Jericho, wondering how in the world are we going to get by this? This is standing between us and our promise. How many times do we let obstacles stand between us and the promise that we know God has for us? Problems, walls can be eliminated. They can be shattered. We like to do things our way, but do things the Lord's way. It might take a little bit longer. It might seem unconventional, It might seem irresponsible. It might seem downright crazy. But take the Lord with you as you fight your battles. Take the Lord with you as you size up the enemy. Take the Lord with you and let the Lord fit the battle that are before you. Take the Lord with you as you face your problems. That's the first point, the first principle I want to lift up. The second one is surround your problem with prayer. Surround your problem with prayer. How often in the Bible did the Lord's people face insurmountable problems? Turn to the Lord. Ask of the Lord to do what no human could do. The children of Israel had just departed from their 400-year stay in Egypt. They were on their way to the promised land. Pharaoh set the people free. But he had a change of heart. He said, wait a minute, we done set them free. We have the opportunity to build the wall now, but wait a minute, who's gonna clean for us? Who's gonna cook for us? Who's gonna take care of us? Who's gonna do the job that we don't want to do? Who's gonna grow for us? Who's gonna do those jobs that we don't want to do? Pharaoh said, let's go get them. So he sent his army to go get them. They have left and they are facing a sea called Red. Amen? Y'all know the story. They are facing the Red Sea. And they see smoke in the background. Smoke indicates that somebody's about to come get you. The spies told them that they are approaching us. Where do you go when you have problems in front of you that seem like you can't deal with? You go to the Lord. Lord, help me with this problem. I don't know how to do this. I can't swim far enough to get across the Red Sea. And I certainly don't have what it takes to fight Pharaoh's army. Lord, you take care of this. The Lord instructed Moses, hey, raise your staff. Raise your staff. And the Red Sea parted and allowed the folks to go over to the other side. On the other side was a wilderness experience, but that's another problem that the Lord dealt with in his own way. They got out of the way of Pharaoh's army, and Pharaoh's army was destroyed, and they did not have to lift a spear or an arrow to do it. Surround your problems with prayer. King Hezekiah was facing an invasion by the Assyrian armies in 2 Kings chapter 19. And the Assyrian army was ruthless. When they came through you, they came through you. When they came to you, they came with the intent of going through you. Nobody could stop that army with conventional weapons. But Hezekiah went to the Lord. And in 2 Kings verse 19, I want to read a few verses. When he heard about what was coming his way, then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, that was the Assyrian king, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the king of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and they cast their gods into the fires, for they were not gods, but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they destroyed them. And this is verse 19 of chapter 19 of 2 Kings. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hands, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. And that prayer was answered. They were spared that battle. But he went to the Lord. Hezekiah could have called out the National Guard. Hezekiah could have called out the army. Hezekiah could have called out all the materialistic resources under him. But he went to the Lord. Because he realized that the problem they were facing was too big on their own. Somebody from the New Testament who had the same type of situation, a man named Peter. Peter in Acts chapter 12 was arrested. He was arrested. He was put in jail. And they meant to do him great harm on the next day. He was chained up with two chains. Amen? But the Lord came and released the chains. This was prayer. Prayer was going on behalf of Peter by the church. And Peter was released. When you surround your problem with prayer, don't be surprised when things happen. Yes. Don't be surprised that things happen that you cannot explain. Don't be surprised when you can't wrap your head around what is going on. Don't be surprised when the doctors tell you that what was there one time is no longer there. Don't be surprised when you surround.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you surround your problems with prayer. The third thing we need to do is surround the problem with faith. Surround it with faith. Think about it. Here Joshua is with his ragtag people. They had no army. They had little resources. They were not organized enough to last a siege upon Jericho. But one thing they had was faith. One thing they had was faith. Not only Joshua, but the people too. Imagine somebody going up to a military general right now saying, "This is what the Lord says. We need to grab some trumpets. We need to have the presence of the Lord. We need to have the priests lead." And instead of fighting them, we need to walk around them once a day for 6 days. We're not going to talk, we're not going to joke, we're not going to do anything. We're going to walk around them. And then on the seventh day, we're going to walk seven times. And on that seventh time, the trumpets are going to shout. We're going to shout. And the walls are going to come tumbling down. Think about that for a second. How would that be received? It took faith to do what the Lord said. We need to circle our problems. Surround our problems with faith. Recognizing that we do have problems that are before us. We do have problems that are within us. But we need to have the faith that God is doing a mighty work. And God's work will come together in his own time. So those are three things I want to lift up from this. Take the Lord with you as you face your problem. Surround your problem with prayer. And surround the problem with faith. Now here's the next thing, number four. Surround the problem with perseverance. Perseverance. If you notice, the battle was not won on the first day. All right, we done walked around this place once. Let's call it a day and see what happens. No, it was not won on the second day. Some might have thought they were on maneuvers or something. On the third day, it was not won. I can imagine some might have thought if we got the Lord on our side, why can't we just go up and take it? If we got the Lord on our side, why are we doing all of this walking? But you know what? When you look at many of the battles in the Bible, perseverance and endurance were part of them.
Yeah.
And they were won God's way. We talked about the Red Sea experience. We talked about the Jordan River experience. Was not done in a normal way. So many battles were won in unconventional ways. And I believe that the problems and battles we have in our lives can be done in unconventional, ways when it's done by the Lord. It will take some time. It's not that the Lord is asleep. It will take time. We can have all the faith in the world. We can have all the prayer in the world. But do we have the perseverance to wait on the Lord? Or do we want it right now? You know, we have so many conveniences in life that, has made us right now people, instant people. You know, we can cook meals in minutes. We got microwaves. You need to get your oil changed. We got Jiffy Lube. We got places that tell you that get it done in 10 minutes. We got stores that stay open 24 hours. If we want something right now, no matter what time it is, we know where we can go. We want things right now. I don't have to wait until the newspaper comes in the morning to see the news. I can pull out my phone in my pocket and see what's going on 24/7 around the world. In an effort to be so instant and have it right now. Y'all remember a day? Now, some of y'all might not remember this. But if you didn't get your paycheck to the bank by 6 o'clock on Friday, anybody remember that? Now don't laugh here. I know you don't remember this. You would have no money until Monday. Yeah, 9 o'clock. You can bounce a check if you want to. You're going to pay for it. It was not all this direct deposit and walking up to an ATM 24/7 and no debit cards. Very few had credit cards. And most of us live from paycheck to paycheck. Throughout the whole week, people didn't know what time it was when Friday. They knew what time it was. And you knew exactly what time you had to leave work.
Yes.
In order to get to the bank by 6 o'clock. We had the plan. And probably every one of us missed that deadline at least once. But once it happened once, you didn't miss it anymore. Perseverance. Perseverance. We live in an instantaneous world, but it takes perseverance to do things God's way. Fifth point I want to lift up is we need to surround our problems with praise.
Yes.
Surround our problems with praise. On that seventh day, let's look at verse 15 of Joshua 6. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day only, they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time it happened when the priest blew the trumpets that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live. She and all who are with her in her house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Skipping down to verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and when the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Wait a minute now. Don't wait until the battle's over. Shout now. The shouting happened before the walls fell. We miss the blessings and presence of God when we're so focused on the moment that we forget to praise while we are going through.
Yes, yes,
Lord.
Yes, Pastor.
You know, you watch a tight basketball game, you know, and your team is up by two with a minute left, but you don't celebrate too much because there's still a minute left in the game. And coaches have timeouts, and they draw their strategies. And they plan for what's going to happen. And I have seen a team that was down by 10 points with a minute left. And they won the game. They won the game. You know, they weren't shouting, but they were planning. And as they planned, they celebrated. Each one of them would tell you after the game is, we knew we were going to win.
Wow.
Because the coach said, if you do this, this is going to happen.
Yes.
But as a spectator, we're looking at it, not believing they're going to win until after the final buzzer sounds, after the horn sounds, after the light comes up behind the backboard, and then we celebrate. During our journey, we need to celebrate all along. There will be battles that we will win. There will be battles that we will lose. But as long as the Lord is on our side, it's all going to turn out okay. On the seventh day, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The ability to praise the Lord in the midst of our problems is a powerful weapon.
Yes, it is.
Is a powerful weapon. Others will look at us. Why are you praising?
Free.
Exactly. When everything is going wrong, why are you praising?
Free.
If I remember correctly, even Job praised in the midst of what he was going through. For he knew it was going to come out okay. Praise the Lord. When the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Five principles from the Jericho experience. Circle the problem with prayer. Take the Lord with you. Surround the problem with faith. Surround the problem with perseverance. And surround the problem with praise. If you're worried about a particular problem, one that seems that you can't beat, that problem that robs us from sleep late at night, think about the Jericho pattern. Circle it with prayer. Circle it with praise. Circle it with faith and perseverance. Don't give up, because in due time, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Another verse in that song. You may talk about the men of Gideon. You may talk about the men of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua and the battle of Jericho, because Joshua fit the battle of Jericho insert your name. God will fight your battles.
Yes.
The problems before us are too mighty for us to take care of by ourselves.
Yes.
But with faith, with prayer, with perseverance, God will prevail.
Yes.
And we will celebrate. So therefore, that's how we can come to church on Sunday, knowing that we still have problems in our life. We know that we serve a God who is taking care of problems. We serve a God who is a problem solver. We serve a God who is with us. Because where would we be without the Lord right now? I dare say we would have been much worse off than we are right now, because we would not have an advocate to fight the battles before us. We would not have the advocate with us in the surgery room. We would not have the advocate with us in the courtroom. We would not have the advocate with us in our relationships, in our home, in our cars as we travel. But because of the Lord on our side, and because we take our problems to God, let him fight the battles for us. God bless you. The Jericho principle. The Jericho principles.